y'all ready for this?
You're listening to It's On with Obit and Nesto, brought to you by Maximum Media. Que disfrutes.
What up, everybody? This is your Nesto show. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We back.
Yeah, welcome everybody back to the Obit and Nesto show, right? That's what we're called. Or because it seemed to change every time.
I guess. Was his weird your house today? We'll call it the Ernesto No Bed show.
Oh, appreciate
if it's
man.
At my house, we'll call it open. So tonight it's at your place and your home is the Ernesto No Bed show.
Listen, man. I don't know if I ever said this to you before, but thank you for making the time.
Hey, man.
Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We've been on a hiatus, like on some real shit. I know we started out strong and every week we committed ourselves to coming together and putting together, you know, content for you guys to listen to. But everybody knows life gets in the way, you know, if it's bad weather or something always comes up.
And, something.
Yeah. And for everybody out there, you know, if y'all, when the hell are they going to put in a, listen, we ain't getting paid for none of this.
Right?
And we got bills. You know what I'm saying? So. Whenever we get and on top of that, you know, I don't have my equipment, but he does. And so for sure, if it's not for him,
traveling podcast.
Yeah, it's a traveling podcast. So if you want us to come to your crib, just tell us and just pay his gas fees
right.
And we'll come out there and we'll have a show with you.
But, just fill up my tank and I'll be there in 20 minutes.
I mean, we got to give out like a bunch of shout outs right now. Like we got to everybody because I think our last show was what? Pre-Christmas?
Man. It was right before it was right before this year, yeah.
This is real from the top. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Happy President's
Easter Day.
Happy Easter weekend. Man, for real. And so now that we got all our holidays caught up.
Happy birthday.
And Ramadan.
Christmas birthdays. Yeah. Happy birthdays.
For real. And Ramadan, everybody celebrating Ramadan, man. Shout out. We were just talking about the way we're kind of, we haven't caught up even like he and I haven't even caught up. Like there's shit been going on with him.
This is raw,
going on with me.
Unscripted.
So, yeah.
Which normally our stuff is unscripted, but this one's like unscripted.
Yeah. So I guess we could kind of pivot into like the pivot, right?
Right. Great show.
Into the subject of, career moves,
yeah,
and making moves as we tend to look at our futures and what we're doing. And so Obed was just sharing with me where he's been at, what he's been doing, and now that he starting a new role at a new company. So shout out to you, man.
Thank you, man.
Give yourself a little clap.
What a word to go. I haven't used it so long. I forgot. My bad.
Man, I didn't say call Will Smith.
My bad. You know what? Shout out to Chris Rock, man. I don't even mess with Will Smith no more, man. Blame Dude, Jada. Hashtag blame Jada.
The other day, Getting Jiggy With It came on my Spotify. I just couldn't do it, dog.
Nope.
I had to switch it. I don't know why.
It's just, at least for me, I mean, great actor. I mean, one of the best of all time. But, I mean, that right there, he cemented his legacy, man. I mean, granted, like, if you go back into the background, into the whole red table, whatever it's called, it's both of their fault, you know? I mean, I've seen a couple of episodes, and, like, you know, she puts him on blast, and she breaks him down and humiliates him. But, I mean, I'm sure he has his skeletons, too. But to do that at the Oscars, bro, I mean, come on, man. Do it on a different show.
How about don't do it at all? That's like... That's your dude, man. Like you know him.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
He came up in comedy. He knows him. He was on Fresh
on
Prince.
On the show. Yeah, that's right.
He was on Fresh Prince, man. It's like who do you think you are, dog?
Man, but...
And so to me, that's why... Man, I can't even watch Bad Boys right now, dude. Can't see it. I'd rather watch Fast and Furious, like, part 10.
Coming out next year.
I can't even fuck with Bad Boys right now.
Dude, I mean, it was... I mean, a lot of people... I'm team Chris Rock, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think he deserved it. I mean, he's a joke. He's a comedian. Like, that's what they do, you know? Especially at that programming, the Oscars, you know?
Man,
dude. I mean, had it been like Ricky Gervais, come on. Look, you know Ricky Gervais, you know? Like, he's an animal, you know, to come to telling jokes and, and ripping them a new one.
You think he does that? Hell no.
Yeah, I think he does.
Leave alone. Let's say The Rock is hosting. You think he goes up there and does that?
I don't think Rock would have done it. I don't know.
Do you think he goes up there and slaps Rock?
He won't, but I don't think Rock would make that joke. That's not his character. Your Rock is a smart ass. He's quick. He's witty. But I don't think he'd joke around like that.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have to live in these multiverse of possibilities, man. But I think from the aspect of whether he would or wouldn't have, let's just say he did. Let's say he did make that joke.
Will Smith wouldn't have gone up to hell, no.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have doubled down. He would have been laughing. Like, he would have been like, nah, Nick. Yeah. I ain't going up there.
Because Rock, I don't think that's stunt double, dog. I think he's like for real.
I mean, what? He's like 6'5", 300 pounds.
He's a people's champ.
Come on.
What does he call himself? The great one? He's a great one, dog.
He's a great one.
Which, by the way, saw your WrestleMania.
They did.
Dog.
Dude, like, so much stuff. Yeah. Well, since we last, our last podcast, I mean, I'm sure you've had your events as well. You know, but I did WrestleMania.
I didn't go to WrestleMania. Weekend. I watched that shit from the couch.
It was great, man. I was fanboying. I lost my voice. Oh, I was screaming. I mean, I got to see one of my all-time favorites.
Stone Cold, bro.
Like, man. Like,
you hear that music? Dog, tell me break. That music.
Oh, like, dude, I got up out of my seat, man. I was like a kid, man. I was...
Dog. And then him coming out there, and he's like, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Stone Cold. What was he saying? Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass.
Whipped your ass, bro. But, I mean, it was an experience because three of my cousins came in. Four.
Yeah.
No, it was me.
I saw the pictures, though. Yeah. Y'all was rolling deep.
Yeah, man.
I was like, I saw the belt, and I was like, damn, dude got the belt. Hey, by the way, I'm gonna buy one of those and put them up here somewhere.
And the one I was holding was a replica that my buddy had. It was it was his championship belt, because you know every champion gets to customize their belt. So it was his, because it had his skull on it, and it had the world champion, it had the barbed wire on it.
It's like,
I think it was legit.
I looked them up, and those belts go for like $800.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to touch it and give it back. I mean, those $800 is a payment or two.
It is a payment, right? But okay, so the Cowboy Revolution helmets is $600.
I got the baby mini one, man. I'm good with the
Revolution, dog. I'm like, I don't know. Because even when I was about to hit pay, I'm like,
But if you get that signature, though, a specific signature, it doubles, triples, maybe.
Yeah.
So you get your money back.
I mean, if you got Mari Cooper,
you
might get your money back. Nothing against the Mari, man. Mari is solid, man. Bro. That's why I stopped buying jerseys. They don't last. They don't stay.
Nah.
You know I got a $300 Marion Barber in there?
Still,
bro.
Man.
He was here like, what, 3 years?
Yeah, before he just disappeared. I mean, still living in Dallas.
Right, how many people out there walking around with Miles Austin jerseys?
I got a Roy Williams jersey.
I got a Roy Williams in there too, bro. Jersey.
Number 31.
I dropped three bills on this the Marion Barber, and then it was like another one on Tony Romo. I ain't wearing one of them motherfuckers.
Nah. I mean, I just got a Witten, because I'm a big Witten fan. Then my friend, you know, shout out to Jay, many moons ago, like, she gave me a it was a retro Cowboy, but it's a Dez Bryant. I don't need a word anymore, man.
I kind of feel like there's certain players you can abide by and still wear it. Like, the Troy, the Emmitt, even the Deion. You know, I know he won a Cowboy Lifer, but
even Michael Irvin, man.
Michael Irvin. Yeah. You know, you get the, and in this generation of like the last 10 years, yeah, like you get a Witten, you get a Dez Bryant.
Dez.
Who else?
I say it right now, man.
I mean, what about a T.O.?
Not, I was never a fan of T.O.
So even if you saw somebody walking around with a T.O., you just wouldn't be like,
Nah.
Really?
I don't like the fact that he got in the Hall of Fame because he was bitching and complaining. Like, no ring.
Hot sports opinion.
Top 10, maybe. Top 15, maybe, but not Hall of Famer. No.
Dog, I got to say, though. I mean, I'm not.
Maybe he has the numbers, but he doesn't have the rings. I mean, you know.
But, okay, so.
He got close one time.
See, now, we're going into stats, right? So, Randy Moss. I mean, look at the lineup, right? Like, so the last. Let's talk about the last generation of receivers, right? Okay. So, when you talk about them. Tall, bulky brothers, you know.
Strong,
maybe he wasn't the fastest, but the dude could get open, and he could take on linebackers. So you look at the run of those receivers that were in our highlight reel for, what, at least a decade.
Yeah.
You talking about T.O. You talking about
Moss.
Randy Moss. Chad Ocho. You talking about.
I was a fan of Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Short, little, fast, but. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, soon. But
that dude's a baller. Bro.
He's a beast. You know, he definitely
Anquan Boldin.
Yeah,
you remember Anquan Boldin? Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, him too.
You know what
him,
I'm saying?
Like, I always want him to get a ring. I was sad that he lost against the. I think it was the Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers.
That 1 year, man.
Hines
Ward. I was
Ward.
Rooting. Hines Ward, great. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a famer.
It's almost like, I know we're not gonna get too much into sports, but. I'm trying to, like, now live in the realistic world that we have a team that I'm trying to divorce myself from it, man. The reality of, and nothing against the players, man. I think, you know, they've made the city hype. You know, it's like play for the Cowboys. It's like, but dog, like, I don't know, man. Like, this past year, I was like, really? Y'all showed up against San Francisco and that's what y'all did?
Yeah.
And
that was
my wake-up call was like watching Josh Allen
and
Patrick Mahomes. And I'm like, we ain't got that.
Yeah.
Watching Josh Allen with 16 seconds left get the ball back. I just give him one more try. But he lost. But going overtime, bro.
Yeah.
And then watching what Burrow did all year, and I'm like, we ain't got that. I look at Justin Herbert. That dude's a beast, dog. We ain't got that.
But do you blame the line or the quarterback or the coaching?
I mean, you got variables to it, man. I think. Look, I was a believer for sure in Dak. Like, I'm like, that dude coming out of college. I'm like, they snuck him out of the fourth round. I'm like, yeah, that dude. They don't surprise people. He came in. What'd he do? Take over. That first year, when in 2016 they went up to Pittsburgh and whooped that ass.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, this is it right here. Not knowing that he had people around him that were, you know, different coordinator. You got other people in the room that are pushing him along, slowing the game down for him. And then that season came and went. They wasted it. Didn't do anything. They lost to Rodgers, though, you know. Lost to Rodgers. And then it just seemed after that, it just regressed. And you start looking at missing receivers, beef with Amari. Because ultimately, that's what it was. It was beef.
Think so?
Oh, I know so. We got people on the inside that talk.
Yeah,
it was beef, bro. It was beef. Yeah, Amari had come out and was like, so this basically what happened. So you remember Amari didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
That was an internal issue because he was out for two, three games.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't get vaccinated, but was shown at a Mavericks game. All right. So that kind of started a little bit of a rift. Then you noticed he wasn't getting the ball no more.
Yeah, he was.
Dak, him, CD, they used to hang out, like, apparently after practice. They used to go kick it. That stopped. After Amari came out and was like, yo, like, I like to get the ball more in the red zone. Then he did. But then after that, it was like kind of throwing little side jabs.
Yeah.
The game, there was a quarterback meeting where he called him the black Kirk Cousins. He called,
I didn't know about that
he
one.
Called Dak the black Kirk Cousins, which apparently like set him off. And that continued the rift. So after that, it was like his days were numbered.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, it was done.
And this Dak's team, I mean, he got paid, so.
But I mean, before I get into that a little bit further, so then like the off season comes, he's due so much money, they're like, it's better to cut ties and send him off. But the thing is, man, like you look at the moves that have been made by other teams and it's like we practically gave him away.
Yeah.
And we got a fifth rounder for him. That goes to show you how terrible they're running that thing. And the way you, granted, okay, Gregory perhaps didn't want to be here, but they lost that on their own.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I don't feel any better about everything that's happened since the playoff loss. It seems like they lost the playoff game, and ever since then, it's been shit.
Yeah.
I don't
feel bad right now.
And Nick, and watch. Come August or July, those Oxnard seats are going to be filled. People are going to be out there at camp. Preseason game, they're going to be flying those We Run the East flags, yeah, and wearing them stupid-ass T-shirts.
Yeah.
And people are going to be in there packed again. And it ain't going to matter. And guess what? And he's going to leave the stupid curtains open for every fucking Sun game. Stupid, bro. So, anyway, so then when going back to when he called them the black Kirk Cousins, after that, it was just pretty much like the relationship just dissolved.
It was done.
It was done, bro. Like, there's no... And they did say that they tried to work it out where it was like they're trying to salvage the relationship because they saw that the market value for him, it was probably not going to get back to what they thought.
Yeah.
And so they were like, why don't we just resign him? And... But with the relationship and then him still not wanting to be vaccinated, that was the thing, dog. And so they were like, here, just... The thing where they traded him. They didn't give him to the Packers. They didn't trade him to a team with an opportunity to be a contender and go win. No.
Nope.
They traded him to the Browns.
The Browns. Well, I mean, well.
Dog, stop.
I mean, Baker wants to leave. So, if Baker wants to leave the Browns and, and Jarvis just got released too.
There we go. You have the Max Exodus.
Yeah.
So, had he been on the squad 2 years ago, bet. Dog, that's when, you know. Baker was doing his thing.
Yeah.
OBJ was there. Nick Chubb. Oh, these dudes were balling, bro.
Yeah.
That defense.
It was good.
And so they got this three. I mean, look what happened to Russ and the Seahawks. That window closed, bro. So where he moved, they traded him to the Broncos, bro. Broncos. He in there with Justin Herbert. He's in there with Patrick Mahomes. But he's in a division with Josh Allen. He's in division with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, outside of Mahomes, Josh Allen, I can't really vouch for Herbert yet.
Yeah.
But that dude's coming.
I mean, 6 foot six. I mean.
That dude's coming, bro. I mean, Brady ain't back there.
And he's coming you think back for the season.
Is Tua scaring him? Nah.
Tua ain't
scaring nobody over there.
Nah. Heck no.
I mean, the Steelers Steelers gonna be around. They're due for a bounce back season. But the thing is, it was a dude on the Fan said this, that these teams that make moves are making moves to contend with playoff teams. What they see the Cowboys doing is they only make moves to contend with their division. Like, they only do just enough to stay above the Eagles.
Above 500.
Yeah. Like, they don't make moves to go get... Not granted, Von Miller was there, but I heard it was just leverage. Like, they were just trying to... He was just trying to up his money by
but
using
Debo
the Cowboys.
But Debo Samuels is out there.
They ain't gonna go get him.
You don't think so?
No, because they don't know what to do with him. We got... Okay, so you mean to tell me with Debo Samuel...
He wants to be a receiver. He doesn't want to be a a running back anymore.
Well, Deebo Samuel, okay, I got you. Or but he wants that bag. That's why Tyreek Hill left Kansas City. He wants that bag. Well, if you think about it, what is innovative about our offense? No. Our coordinator. That's the thing.
Well,
okay, if McCarthy was head honcho, because he was said, hey, you're keeping. And usually don't they bring in their own coordinators?
Some of them, yeah.
So they hired Schottenheimer's son.
As an assistant.
To offense. Who does that?
Jerry Jones.
Bam. That's why I'm so sick of it, man. It's a stupid team, dog. And the only players that I like right now, I'm a fan of, is just Micah Parsons and Stephon Diggs. I mean, not Stephon Diggs. What's his brother's name? Can't even think of it, but it's Diggs.
Trayvon
Diggs. That's it.
I'm excited for Gallup to come back.
Man.
As long as you keep healthy, man.
I'm always worried.
Injury prone.
I'm always worried of guys coming back from knee injuries like that, dog. Like when they're receivers, because they never the same.
I mean, he's not going to be a one or a two, but definitely be a three. And they got rid of, like, Cedric Wilson. You know, he was pretty good. And then I forgot who else.
Here's the thing, man. Like, that front office has, and this is to what I'm limited to my education when it comes to, like, football economics. Yeah, maybe it pays off. Maybe that money needed to come off from the books with Amari, and maybe the hit doesn't get you that hard. But, man, the way of, oh, we're going to pay our own. Oh, we're going to focus on our own. Meanwhile, the Rams are mortgaging their future, but they're winning right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. There's value in first-round picks. But what value is there if you only get to a wild card and you're not winning?
Yeah.
What good is it to have or have paid this quarterback so much money if he can only get you to a playoff? Just a playoff.
Just a playoff. He's 1-3, I think. Yeah.
Zeke, they made their deal there, bro. Sure, the 214 gimmick sells a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah.
It sure does. Oh, him going out to press conference wearing a cowboy hat and Zeke looking like Thugnificent and with his midriff and you know what I'm saying? But ain't no dogs, bro. Yeah. The only dog in there is Michael Parsons. You got Zach Martin. That's about it.
Yeah.
Look what they did with Leo. Leo Collins signed with the Bengals, dog. Rams are getting better. 49ers, I mean, if they get Deebo, oh, hey, they can't work it out. But dog, they kept Garoppolo. And they have their future in there.
Yeah, but
I get it. He's not a proven commodity.
Yeah.
But look what Garoppolo did in the playoffs, dog, against the Packers.
The Packers. He just tore him apart. He got lucky.
But again, we looked at the run of quarterbacks in the playoffs. Stafford, Garoppolo. On the other side, you got Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson. Man, I know that Russell didn't go to playoffs. But you look at the run of those Brady. You look at the run of these quarterbacks that are here, and you're like, damn.
And then there's us.
And then there's us. And people, I don't know, man. Like, none mean to say that it was a mistake to pay him, but they did that to themselves because they could have taken care of him 3 years ago and it wouldn't have cost them that much.
Yeah.
But critics are saying that this is the year that they're going to have to find out about him because if not, all right.
Yeah, nobody's going to pick up unless somebody wants to pick up.
Who
will
pick that up?
Nobody.
Hell no. Look. If anything, they would have to package up. I would always say, package him, Zeke, and Lyle Collins, and send him somewhere, and get you somewhere else, dude.
For a couple of round drives.
Would you stick it? Okay, so Mad Dog said it on First Take. What are you guys waiting for? What is it? You can see it now. It's not in the cards. What you waiting on?
Yeah.
You're waiting on what? Five more seasons of disappointment? What you waiting on? Dog,
that's Jay for you, man.
And I'm trying to convince myself of how do I divorce myself from this stupid team?
It's hard, man.
Because you ask yourself, what keeps you so loyal? Is it because your dad and your grandpa, your brothers got you, like, and that was their team? But then you just start thinking about it, and you're like, why am I so loyal to this stupid-ass team? Meanwhile, Steelers are winning, Chiefs are winning, Bucks are winning.
The hell, Bills
Seahawks,
winning.
Bills, 49ers are
Cincinnati.
Winning, Raiders are winning,
Cincinnati.
Chargers, Cincinnati, yeah. Dog, Browns are winning.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Everybody else but Dallas.
Yeah. Man. And I'm just like, you know what? F this team, man. And so I told my girl, I said, hey, this offseason, I'm not buying no fucking Cowboy gear. And she's like, yeah, we'll see about that.
Right.
I was like, try me.
Right,
I'm not going to buy one fucking thing.
I agree with her. We'll see.
I said, that shit better be on Ross and be on like $5 special.
Marshalls. Dude, man. But, yeah. I mean, as you were talking, I was like, man, like, you know, like you said something like coming up. This is like therapeutic, you know?
Yeah.
And you're right, man. You know, this is, you know, at least for me, because I haven't, the last show I recorded was with my cousin. We did like a little, like a pre, like WrestleMania podcast. You know, each one of them talked about their favorite moments growing up, and, you know, watching wrestling and who their favorite, you know, like, what wrestler was back then. And dude, I'd like to hear four grown men, you know, giggle and laugh about, you know, when somebody got body slammed, when somebody got chokehold, you know, or, you know, choke slam. It was like, man, like,
what got me into wrestling, first time I ever seen it, was the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh my god, yeah.
To me, he was a freaking superhero, dude.
Really?
I was like, maybe it was the paint, I don't know, the body, the physique of like how jacked he was.
Yeah.
But the Attitude Era and the Classic Era were, those were my conduits to wrestling. Because, you know, to grow up with those characters, and I was one of those consistent Monday Night Raw, Thursday Night SmackDown. That was me, bro. Like Monday, and then not only that, once Monday Night Raw was done, I was skipping over to WCW Nitro. Goldberg, Sting, you know,
and Conan,
dude. Not to mention Ric Flair.
Ric Flair,
the 30 for 30 that's on him, and then the WWE Attitude, the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out, it is a phenomenon what that dude is, man.
Man.
Like, he's living the life, bro. Like, he was gold. he was the nature boy, as he says. He
actually, there's if you watch Vice,
mm-hmm.
there's a show called
The Dark Side of Ring.
Ring.
Oh, dude, I've been on that.
Oh,
been on that.
Dude,
get on the biography of the Ultimate Warrior, man. And it's so sad, man, because like, the dude died like a couple days after he was inducted.
Yeah, at the Hall of Fame. It was like,
yeah,
his speech was head on, and then two or three days later, you know, he just freaking died.
And think from the beginning, dog, you got Hulk Hogan, and then you go Ultimate Warrior, Andre the Giant, Randy Man, Savage,
Macho Man.
You have
Scott Hall passed away.
Scott Hall, Razor Ramon.
Yeah. Scott,
then you have it was the Outsiders. It was Steve. It was Nash, Hall,
X-Pac,
Degeneration X, Triple H,
Shawn Michaels,
dude. And then Stone Cold shows up on the scene and fucks all kinds of shit up.
Yeah,
I was wearing Austin 316 t-shirts as a freshman in high school, dog. Then you got, you know, The Rock comes on the scene and he's raising the eyebrow and then talking about if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Dude.
And remember when he was like, what's your name again? And he was like, it doesn't matter what your name. Where he was calling Rudy Pooty.
Rudy Pooty. Jabroni.
Jabroni, dog. That was a thing. And yeah, man, it's nostalgic because you're like, I remember that shit, dog. Like Monday Night Raw, WCW Monday Night. Then you go over into Thursday Night SmackDown, and then Sunday, which was like
a
pay-per-view,
main
bro.
Event
main event and like a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And the only reason I used to watch WCW was so I could watch Goldberg, Spear,
everybody.
One of those NWO brothers, man. Booker T.
Oh, my God. Spinner Rooney.
Yeah. Rob Van Dam. Man, dog. I mean, it was just...
It was a good... I mean, like... going back to WrestleMania. I mean, I loved it. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was my second one going. I mean, I would recommend at least just to go one time. It's in, like, you meet people from all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, people come from far. But it's a whole week. You know, like the NFL experience?
For Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they do that for wrestling. It's a whole week. It's just an experience of a whole week. Like, other small different promotion companies come to Dallas and host their own little baby WrestleManias throughout DFW.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they're looking for talent.
That, and also because, you know, like the fan base also, you know, that brings the money.
They were reading the card, and I was like deer in headlights. I was like, who are these dudes? The only one I saw was Steve Austin. I was like, yeah, I'm watching that. Everybody else, I didn't even.
Yeah.
I knew Ronda Rousey from, you know, UFC, I remember Brock Lesnar. Yeah. But outside of that, dude, I didn't know who any of these dudes were.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're moving the needle because, you know, why would you pay that much to go watch these dudes? If you don't know who they are, they ain't hyping you. Like, but, I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I even watched a full wrestling show during the week. I think I stopped back in, I don't know, man, maybe 2008. 2000, probably around there, bro.
It's like me, like baseball for me is like wrestling. I don't care for baseball. It's a snooze fest for me, mm-hmm. you know? But let's say there's playoffs, I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. The same for wrestling. Like, if it's a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown, I don't care for it. But if it's a pay-per-view,
and somebody give you a ticket, like, fuck it. But I ain't gonna bring no appointment to go. Like, I'm just like, yo, it's Sunday, bro. I'm trying to get ready to go out there. Exactly. Bullshit. Yeah.
So yeah, then I'm all for it. But if it's to watch a whole 3-hour game on TV, like for baseball, like fuck that. I don't.
You have to have given me a ticket for
not even
because you had an extra one.
Not even like I've been, but it's just not my thing, man. Like it's just I mean, it's cool, it's fun, but it's. I'd rather go to a soccer game, football game.
This is probably the only time I really don't listen to sports talk radio because they're, and no lie, man, look, listen, man, I may catch some heat for this, but I don't really care for the Mavericks. I don't really care.
Really?
I don't really care that they're doing good.
What?
I don't really feel basketball like that.
I thought you were a basketball fan.
I mean.
Really? You had me confused.
Bro, if it's the NBA Finals, I watch it, and it ain't like I'm gonna miss taking a nap because it's game one of the finals. But if it's on, I'll watch it. But the only reason I know who Luka is because that's apparently the only commodity we have here in Dallas. On top of that, like I'm like, that's about it, bro. Yeah. Like I haven't watched 1 second of Mavericks basketball.
Yeah.
And I think it was the last 14 seconds of the last game. I don't know, man. Like there to me. I know there's like Mav Maniac fans out there, bro. Just never really caught on, bro. Even when they, now I think maybe I did catch on a little bit after they beat the Miami Heat.
Okay.
You know, they were on point, but then they blew up the team. And then I was just like, meh. I moved on, bro. It's just, but when I watched The Last Dance with the 96 Bulls, the dog. That's when I really watched basketball. I would watch the NBA playoffs when it was Jordan.
Yeah.
And even then I was watching with Kobe.
Yeah.
That to me was like, yeah, I'm watching those games. Dude, I used to watch, and not to even discredit them, but yeah, when Dirk was with the Mavericks and playing against the Spurs, that was a matchup. I wouldn't miss those games. I would watch those games.
Yeah.
But then after like, they won their last title. They blew up the team, and I just kind of lost interest. And then Dirk really was just kind of hanging on to see if they would help him out. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, watching, bro.
I like it. It's just, to me, like I said, baseball is kind of like, I could do
what I agree. I mean, if it's a World Series, I'll watch it just because Joe Buck's on the call. I like Joe Buck.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
So like talking about bombs, man. Like, what are your thoughts about this whole like Ukraine and Russia thing, man?
I know you was waiting to ask me that. I'm turning off my phone, dog. I ain't trying to get it.
You trying to get in trouble?
No. Okay, so we have to look at this from different angles. Are you asking me straight out, like, which angle are you asking me? Obviously, I think it's fucked up. You know, war is war. There's no winners. You know, like, we have to look at it from. Are you asking me from the historical aspect of it?
Historically, like, or
overall, like, what just my opinion is on it?
Yeah, because historically, you know, like, that was part of Russia many, many years ago until they split all that up, you know, Ukraine, Czech, all that area, you know, Yugoslavia. So, but, I mean...
Damn, I think that's the first time the word Yugoslavia has been said.
That's how long ago, like, this has been happening. But, I mean, I just, you know... I bring it up because it affects us here in the U.S. as well.
Facts.
You know, like gas. Look, it took me 49. So I went my trip. You know, I took a trip up to Palo Duro State Park, but Amarillo.
I saw that.
And you know, filled up my little 4-cylinder Honda Accord, $50, bro, on a Honda Accord on a 4-cylinder, and I'm like. Yo, like, I shouldn't be spending $50 on a little 4-cylinder, man. But, you know, I mean, it's obviously, it affects us here, you know, at home. Mm-hmm. Gas prices, food and all. And then, you know, people blaming governments. It's just like, yo, like, eventually we're going to get out of this. But not anytime soon, I think.
I think the aspect of what reality is of, and you have the conspiracy theories, right? That this was all set up. This is a distraction to keep us from really knowing what's really going on right now. And I mean, dude, there's so many rabbit holes we can go down.
And you said conspiracy
before we go into that, but before, let's say, if you really just want to focus on the war itself, right? It's terrible, right? Like, the loss of life, nobody can ever... If for what? People don't over there don't understand why. I respect the fact that they stood up and they're basically thugging it out, fighting it in the streets. They're dogfighting it. You know? Granted, will the test of time eventually surpass them?
Yeah.
I mean... We had it twisted. We thought that Russia could come in a week and take over, and that's not the case. They switched up their tactics, and now it's, I mean, it plays out for everybody to see.
Yeah.
It has the look and feel of what, and I wasn't alive for World War II, but it has a feel of what I've seen in documentaries.
Yeah. And history books.
It has that feel, man. And I was telling my girl this. I said, I don't know how they're trying to paint this, but this just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like... What I mean by it doesn't feel right, not because war feels good. What I mean is it doesn't feel right in the sense that this is bigger than us. Like, I don't... In my spirit, and I'll go into my spiritual side of it. My spirit tells me that... This is an evil that needs to be stopped.
Of course.
And it's bigger than us. Like, I don't necessarily believe that his intentions are just to take back Ukraine. I think his ambitions are more
than
that. He wouldn't stop there. That's what my spirit tells me. That's why it feels like this is different. This isn't a... It's almost like the person that keeps pushing, right? Just, all right, we'll let him have that. Come back.
He wants more.
He wants more. And then eventually, like, I want everything. Yeah. Because what y'all gonna do? And what's happened? They ain't done shit.
Yeah.
They ain't done shit, dude.
No.
And that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, nobody, Zelensky said that. He said, we understand the risks of entering a third world war.
Yeah.
But what is the cost? How many more lives have to be lost? And what is the cost overall of standing by? because that's essentially what happened with the Nazis.
Yeah,
that's not there was an evil, and it was a generation there that understood that that had to be stopped. It's a different generation, different time. I understand that, but because they stood by. I don't know. Again, this is, could be all speculatory and conspiracy theory. But the theory is that the U.S. was in on it, and they wanted to provoke so that people could, the citizens could get on board behind the war effort.
Yeah.
And so they let Pearl Harbor happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, like history repeating itself in a way.
Exactly. You know? And what happens now is you have the threat of nuclear war.
Yeah.
And that's can you imagine if what's happening in Kyiv happened in Austin, Texas, happened in San Antonio, Fort Worth, Dallas? You know what I'm saying? Like, because we're sitting here in the comfort of some AC and peace and quiet. War running water, food. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can identify with that real reality, but the people over there right now that have been pushed out of their homes and basically not posing a threat, because even themselves were like, ah, he's kidding. He's just, he's just talking shit. He ain't gonna do anything. But again, is that Will Smith syndrome, not to compare, but Will Smith, if you look at that video, he slaps Rock and then kind of gently walks, looks back. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to do shit, and walks off.
Yeah.
That's essentially what's happening here. He went in there and was like, watch me. Y'all ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. No. Yeah, we sent some money, weapons and money and grain and McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
But they ain't shit.
But do you think had Trump still been in office, this would have happened?
I asked myself that.
And I've been wanting to ask you because, you know, because we've had our conversations about Trump back and forth. But, you know, so I want to know, like, do you honestly think, had Trump still been in office, you know, would this happen?
Well, let's think back, right? This is me being conspiracy guy. So he has a call with Zelensky asking him to dig up dirt on the Bidens. Zelensky was like, I'm not getting in between that. Like, that's not... Well, okay, well, we're not going to send you this aid. That could have been maybe a ploy by Russia and him cooperating with that, right?
True.
Is there a possibility that, because there was conversations where it was just him and Putin and some of his reps prior to all those. So could that have been brought up? Because there weren't reporters in the room. They didn't. The only translators. So could that have been brought up? And said, hey, we'll help you get reelected. And just hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
if, and other people say it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? I do know that it didn't look good that he was cozying up. It looked like he was playing him, to be honest with you. I don't think Russia was like ever in the intentions of saying, This is our guy. No, if anything, he was like, this is our doormat.
Yeah, basically.
Because they had him by the balls in some way, somehow. Like, I do believe that. I think they had him by the balls. And the fact that, you know, he wasn't reelected and he's still out there trying to conjure up his his minority.
His troops.
Now, don't get me wrong, man. Yeah. I'm not dumb to believe that. He couldn't reemerge again some way, somehow, with a worse version of him. And I don't mean that by him, but him backing up somebody that's worse than him.
Yeah.
And then them getting elected.
Yeah, but I mean.
And then and what happens? Oh, you back me up. You're in my, you know, I'll get, have you serve on my committee or some bullshit. It's a lot of things that are like that is scary. I mean, sometimes you think it's like, you think you know how the world works, but then sometimes you're like, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
But ultimately, man, like, I don't know, man. Like, I still think they're still not in control. Like, I still think God is in control, and
oh, yeah.
He lets things happen for what they will. And who knows, man? This conflict, it may draw out to be 3-4 years. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Hell, it could end in 2 weeks. Apparently, they thought they would have it in a week, but it didn't.
Not gonna happen.
But see, what you're facing there is a legion of not just Ukrainians. You got people that are coming in that are ex-Marines that are going over there, you know? And who knows? Maybe there are some, you know, secret, you know, paratroopers from other countries that are like, you know, they're Navy SEALs, and they're in there.
You're trying to get in there.
And they're doing their thing, because those black ops, dude, they have no, you know, plausible deniability, right? Like, it's like, hey, you're not wearing the American flag patch, you're not on our watch. Like, okay.
It's open season.
It's open season, fam. Yeah. But if you get caught, you know what I'm saying?
You're
on your own. And so maybe that's kind of how they skirt around that.
Skirt around.
It's a lot of, it's beyond my understanding, man. But I do know that if they let it stand by too much, dude, it could turn, dude. It could turn. Like, I mean, and that's not to say that history has taught us that, you know, it's written by the victors.
Yeah.
But what you're seeing now, man, the level of coverage, the propaganda that's being put to those citizens. And there's people over there that don't approve it. There's people that are not supporting for it, that are also afraid.
Yeah.
But, man, dude, it's just, it's unfortunate. And you kind of think about how fortunate you are.
Yeah.
As here, it's living in the United States, that, you know, this is not here. And again, we think about it, and oh, it's, you know, it's far away, it'll never come here. You thought the same thing about coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which,
you know, like, we haven't even heard much about that anyways. I mean, you know, I guess everybody, you know, but allegedly there's like another form of virus in Japan, so it's like, bro, like, enough already, right?
But what are we gonna do? Like, we can't sit here and definitely put our hands in the sand, dude. We're men that we have people that depend on us. Like, we have to make decisions in our lives surrounding those topics, and it affects us whether we want to or not. Like, yeah, perhaps maybe a little bit more relaxed where, yeah, you can wear your mask without your mask in the office or in a restaurant or just go outside. But are people scared like they were the beginning? No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, man. People are just, let's fly. I mean, facts, bro. Like, people are like, let's go outside again. I mean.
Are you still cautious?
I'm aware.
Yeah, same.
I'm not.
I told you I got it, right?
If people sneeze and cough, I pay attention, but I'm not like, ooh. Nah.
Yeah, you're like,
I guess because mentally I've kind of like, I've been so vaccinated with so many vaccines the last year, I'm like, I ain't scared.
Yeah, you're definitely glowing for sure.
Man, but I will say, man, I'm more scared of what this has done to me. Because I get it, with age you slow down.
Yeah.
But the term is, I think, long COVID is,
are you feeling
it? It's frustrated. Like, it's frustrating to still not be able to smell everything that I used to.
No shit.
It's
been a year, too, right?
It's been almost 2 years.
And you still haven't recovered that full.
Mm-hmm.
Dead ass,
dude. And what, it's frustrating also to fully not feel like this continuous, I get it, you know, the drive from work home.
Yeah.
There's traffic. Sometimes, but to digress, like, I used to be 5 times consistent at the gym guy.
Yeah.
And in 2 years, man, my body just doesn't want to do it.
Really?
My body's like, I tried. Don't get me wrong, man. My puppy has helped me tremendously to get back to being active.
I mean, That's a big ass dog. It's not a puppy. That's a grown dog right there, in case you guys are wondering. That's not a puppy. Who started howling at me?
He's a sweetheart. But to feel, I mean, just what's the word I'm looking for? Just drained of energy. Like you're almost like, I get it. I'm 38, but why am I always so tired?
Yeah.
And done some research, man, and it turns out like people that experience long COVID still experience those things. They wake up with headaches, fogginess, breathing problems, slothfulness, where they sleep all day. I've had days like that. I mean, really? Truly, yeah. Where I just sleep all day. The thought of like, but I will have those days where I have tremendous amount of energy.
Like boosts.
Yeah, where I'll go and, you know, and I'll cut the yard and get things going, be productive. But then, like, it hits me. Like, I'm so drained that I need to sleep. Yeah, and it wasn't like that, man. Like, but I get it, you know, like, you're more tired. You do more things. You wake up earlier. It's only normal, right? But then I try to weigh out the, could it be that, maybe? Oh, could it be this, maybe? So I try to look at it for what it is because I'm like, well, I do get up at 5.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to take effect. You know, but the fact is, like, I don't even, by the time I get home and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to work out today. I'm going to go do, dude, I get home and I'm like, fuck that. Like, I just want to shower and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in essence, like, you're thinking, what has this done to me?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Because when I got it, I was, you know, I thought it was a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I was constantly smelling things just to make sure. I still had my sense of smell. I could still taste. And, you know, like you know, you would get tired. And I was like, well, fuck. Well, let me work out. Let me do some jump rows. Let me go get on a bike. And I would do it to see if I was to get tired. But, it's, you know, I was like, I feel all right. So, I mean, I know my symptoms wasn't too bad. But I did get my friend sick, and she got it bad. Like, bad. Like, in bed for, like, 2 days. Cold, body aches, everything.
That was me, man. Like,
I feel bad.
All 2 weeks, man, that was me. Like, when it hit me, dude, it depleted me. Like, I was out. Lost 5 pounds just consistently. Like, I wasn't eating. My mind was blacking out.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you... Let's just say, for example, you just pull the cord on the TV. It just, that's how I felt. Like, even when I wake up, I didn't feel rested.
Yeah.
I felt like I just regained consciousness. And then, like, when I go to sleep, blackout. And even to this day, bro, I had this happen to me the other day. I was with my girl. We're watching the Batman.
Of course.
And halfway, not even 20 minutes into the movie, I blacked out. And then I woke up, I was like, shit, I've been asleep. How long have I been asleep for? It happens, dude. Then I'm like, okay, I'm awake. Again, blackout.
What the fuck?
And then I wake up, shit, how long have I been asleep? And that's the thing, like, she'll be like, you fall asleep a lot. I was like, I know. Now, my grandfather and my dad, they did that often. They would sit there and watch TV, and next thing you know, they're like, head tilted.
I do that at the movies. Asleep. I did at the movie sometimes.
That's why my girl hates me going to the movies with her. She's like, I pay all this damn money to watch this damn movie.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a good movie, like, I'll take a nap in between. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I went out with the friends, and they're like, dude, like, you're snoring. I'm like, no, I'm not.
And I fall back. Listen, no, man. But the thing is, okay, so then think about this. Pre-COVID, and I don't mean me, but you live a lifestyle of carefree.
Yeah.
You want to go work out? Cool. You can go eat, hang out with your friends, go, you know, bar hopping or lounge hopping, what have you. And then this shit hits, and then if you're one of the lucky few that never got it, shit, cool. Because believe me, you don't want to know what that shit feels like, even if it's mild.
Yeah.
But for those of us that got it, what is it going to do to us? Like, overall, like, I don't know. Like, my dad is always like, go to the doctor. And I have. I've gone back and got my checkup. Everything checks out fine. It's fine. Yeah. Blood work is fine. Cholesterol, everything. Everything's like great. But it's those neuron effects that you're like, damn, like I don't feel like myself. And so you try to live with it, but you also know that you're not the only one, and you're not the one as worse, because there's other people out there that are really struggling with long COVID that really, dude, I've met people that have had it more than once. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, my friend that I gave it to, they've had it. That was their second time. So they got it when COVID first came out. And it was my first time. Like, I've been avoiding it for the past 2 years.
Were you scared?
A little bit. Not going to lie.
You'd be scared for your mom's.
Yeah. I mean, like, she already had it. She's vaccinated as well. But, you know, like, her living with me, you know. And she's of age. So, you know, I was definitely worried mostly for her. But, I mean, you know, people were telling me, you know, this is what you get. I'm like, well, I mean, I've waited for 2 years.
That's the thing, too, man. Like, fucking people, man.
This is what you get.
Like, this is what you get. Like, really? Like, first of all, like, it's not like you walking around having people sneeze on your face and you wanted it. Like, people ain't got time to be sick, man.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that shit. We got to be at work.
Yeah.
We got to go do shit around the house. Listen, as grown men, we have no time off. Even when you're out of work, there's no time off. You handling shit. We ain't, and nobody doing this by choice.
Yeah, nah, we...
Hell nah.
Nah. But like I said, I mean, you know, I checked in on my friend, the one that I got sick, mostly because, you know, because they got it pretty bad. Me, you know, I was just the head cold, the sniffles, a little bit of cough, but, you know, I was nothing.
Yeah, and one thing also, where people are like, oh yeah, I got it, but yeah, like they try to play it off like it's some like
guilty,
like oh it's some it's like having allergies, and that would piss me off because I know what it felt like.
Yeah,
and for I'll give you an example. So my previous employer, I ain't gonna name no names.
Oh, shout out.
So my previous employer, I guess in terms of my manager, he had it. Came down with it, right? This was 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks after I caught it.
Yeah.
I had come back into the office, cleared, by the way, from
the doctor.
From the doctor. Yeah. I was cleared. I had gone through the worst of it. And was scheduled to receive my first vaccine. Still careful as fuck, man. I was wearing like double mask layers. I was not taking my mask. I was that guy working with gloves on. All right, so this guy gets it. Standard wise, by the CDC, you're supposed to quarantine yourself for 14 days, right? 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, at first, yeah.
Okay, he was trying to come back after 4 days, right? He's playing, I'm tough, okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had to stay away. Finally comes back, completes his 10, 14-day spill, whatever. And, of course, you know, as co-workers, you're like, hey, so how you feel? I never felt bad, man. You know, it's just a little headache, you know? And in my mind, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, first of all, like, oh, yeah. And then only to find out, like, oh, yeah, he couldn't do shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, but you can come over here and tell me, like, what I went through and shit. It's almost like that's what I felt. Like, he was saying, like, oh, you punk, you can't.
Yeah.
He's, like, almost like you calling me a bitch. Like, oh, yeah, you couldn't even handle. You had to be out for 2 weeks. And I was like, for you to come back over here and be like, oh, yeah, it's like a little headache, bro. Like, it wasn't nothing. I'm like, congratulations, motherfucker. You got off easy.
I mean, like, for me, it was the fact that I had to be secluded and isolated. Because, I mean, you know, well, you know what I mean. I like to be out. Mm-hmm. Whether if it's around the block, walking or driving, I don't like to be home. Mm-hmm. You know, very seldom I am home. But like that for me was like my biggest, like, you know, working from home, because I was still working from home. You know, they
living the dream. Because you working from home, I mean, I get it, man. It's probably not the you start getting cabin fever. I've been there.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, but even working from home, dude, like, there's a sense of comfort. Like, you don't have to deal with no traffic.
Yeah.
You ain't got, you know what I'm saying? And you up the street, dog, and that right there, shit, you can forget that.
I mean, the first couple of days I enjoy it, but after that come 4 o'clock, well, 5, I was ready to get out. You know, even if I was by myself, I'm like, yo, I told my mom I'll be back. Yeah, but you're sick. I'm gonna be in my car. You know, I just need to get out. Or I would go work out because I'm like, well, if I'm sick, let me see if I'm tired, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So you go, like, ride your bike and all that shit?
Yeah. I got a punching bag at home. I got a speed bag. So I started, you know, going on out.
You still got that, by the way?
I still do. I haven't used it in a while, but.
But again, you know, we buy all this shit because we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to use it. And then we get it. We use it 2-3 times and that's it. Like, we don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
We think about, like. And I was having this conversation with my girl, too. I was like, hey, you know what? I was like, I think I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm like, maybe that'll self-motivate me when I'm around other people where I'm like, yo, I can do this. I can get back to it. Because there's something about working solitary that while at the same time, yeah, it's cool. One, you know, 3, maybe 4 times, you know, every now and then. It's not the same.
I mean, I think it's better. Well,
there's a balance, man.
I think I become more shy. And yes, I'm a shy person if I'm out working in a group, you know, because I want to take a break. Mm-hmm. I don't want to keep working out with you, you know.
But you're not going in there working out with a group. You're working out by yourself, but there's other people in the gym.
Oh, well, yeah, but still.
Like, but you're not going over there and be like, hey, so using that, like, hey, can you spot
you
me?
Work out?
Yeah, no, man, like, that shit only happens to people in the movies, man.
Well, in my make-believe movie.
But you over there creeping, bro? Like, you go over and be like, hey, miss, I noticed you were stretching. No, yeah, fuck all help. That, man. Yeah. That bullshit, man. Look at that one guy at the gym. It's
nah,
like,
man, I'm not that much of a creep.
And even then, like, it's a good segue because I always find it interesting when I think it's one of the most unapproachable places. Like, I don't think no girl wants you to fuck with her at the gym.
I mean,
and yet, I hear stories about countless dudes that are like, oh, yeah, you know, I got this girl's number at the gym. How the fuck do you do that? Like, not yeah. for my own sake, but it's like it would intrigue me to know that. I don't know, man. Like, if girls are out there all dressed up with makeup and got the spandex on and are doing their thing, if they're trolling for dudes, I guess. But I think majority of them have their earbuds on, got that I'm fucking mad face on. Don't fuck with me. And yet it still happens. It's like a club.
I mean,
I guess we need a female's perspective on that because it's like, I don't understand that.
I can tell you who, like, Marisol, she's a little a gym rat.
Uh-huh.
And she's the same way. Resting bitch face at the gym. Mm-hmm. She hates guys talking to her, but.
Okay, see, there we go.
But guys do come up to her. And I'm like, well, yeah, because if they see you with that resting bitch face, I find that as a challenge. Like, you know what? I want to crack that.
To get punched in your face, man. Listen, that is dangerous, man. Like, listen, okay, again. They're already in mental mode. Like, they're
going to work out.
They're there to work out. And then they have peripheral vision, right? Yeah. So they already know there's a fucking guy creeping, looking at her, bend over. And stretch the fuck out. And she's like, this motherfucker comes over here and says one thing to me. And then here comes, hey, you using that? Hey, you mind if I use it? That bullshit? Like, that really? No, man. No, that ain't no game.
I wouldn't use that.
No, I'm not saying that's what you creep up.
Yeah,
but
me.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't no. You ain't finna be up like, hey, what's your name? What's your size?
What's your number?
You're not finna do that. But, okay, so. Again, I don't understand how it happens, but I understand it does happen more often than not.
So today's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I would call her ass right now and ask it.
But And that's fine. You can. But here's the thing. Like, what I want to say is that, all right, so you call. I mean, you call. You go up to her. What do you say? Like, what do you say?
Well, if you're there, you obviously have something in common. Hey, you know, so what's your workout? You know, like, what
that's so lame, bro. Like, ain't nobody trying to hear like, that. Okay, so she's gonna. Okay, hold on. So she's gonna unplug her earpods, and she's gonna give you her rundown of her workout. No, she's gonna be like, if you don't get the fuck away from me, like I don't understand that, bro. It's another thing too. Like, okay, if this is. Not being misogynistic, but if they go dress a certain way, right?
Yeah.
We know the game, right?
Like, of course. Like,
you know, you know, how you going to sit up here and do Stairmaster in front of me or do squats and you know I'm back here doing cycle, or, you know, or doing my own thing. Yeah. And I got to stare at that. Like, so what do you do? Now, as a dude, you already know they know you think or they feel like you're watching them. So you got to move. You just got to get out the way. So then you come back and they're off the machine if that's what you're trying to use. Okay, cool. Even if you're trying to be nice and not in whatsoever approach them in that way, they still like have this like, how dare you talk to me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, listen, you on the rack. Can I have that? I'm just saying, man, like it's just not an approachable place.
Really?
But dudes, at least I never did it, man. And I would find it weird to do it.
I just find it, like, challenging. Because if she's serious
well,
and focused.
Kudos to you, man.
I'm the kind of one, you know what? I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say something stupid and, like, make her, you know, crack a okay. And make her ass smile.
What are you going to say? What you going to say?
I don't.
Okay, girl is working on the rack. She's doing squats. You working on the station next to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, solo. So what do you go over there and say? How do you crack open that conversation?
Like, you done? She'd be like, why? Well, because you're taking forever. She'd be like, well, I mean, because I'm a smart ass like that. So I'm going to come off like a smart ass. Like, yo, like, you done?
Nah, fam. I don't,
yo. That's just because I'm a smart ass. I would be like, yo, like.
I mean, I respect you for that. But I don't know that you go over there and she take off her Beats by Dre and be like, huh? And you'd be like, are you done? And
then,
I don't know, man. Like,
you're like, why are you so serious? Like, is it what you focusing on? Is like, you know, what are you focusing on? You know, you got that mean face.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be like, well, no, I don't.
We really do need a gym rat's perspective on this, bro, because it sounds like it's just, I could sit here and play what ifs all day.
Yeah.
But my opinion is it's not a place to do it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh man!
Maybe because I wouldn't want that as an experience of mine. Where it's like, if you consistently go to the gym and you see her there, and you know that's the girl that like made you feel like shit because you were whenever trying to holler.
Yeah.
And then you got to see that. You want that guy, man?
I don't know, man. Like I said, that's just it's just me, man.
To mention, dude. They're already uncomfortable as is because you got to watch sitting there working out in front of some dudes, man. How many stories have you not seen on the internet where dudes be like creeping with their phones trying to take pictures?
Yeah, but that's, yeah, okay. Yeah, that right there, yeah, that shit is not cool.
That shit is not cool, man. And so, but again, you got dudes in there that are just, normal as fuck, just trying to work out, and would say, hey, you know, you mind if I use this? And they got that attitude of like, stop talking to me, right? And but then also you have those dudes that are fucking jerks and creepers,
yeah,
that are really going in there trying to, you know, take pictures or whatever the fuck, whatever they can, or just stare, or, and that's the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so there's no win. And then you also have,
right, hold on, she's like, hold on, this is my friend, she's still a gym rat, right? So then what?
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
You got me on speakerphone?
No, actually, like, you're being recorded right now.
Oh, nah, dude.
No, listen, before you hang up. So, like, we're having... well, like, I text you. No, but this is good. This is good. You know, because you're a gym rat. Oh, well, first of all, let me introduce you to my co-host, Ernesto. Ernesto, this is Sulema.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey.
Okay, so listen, so we're talking about like gym etiquette, right? You know, women at the gym in particularly. I know you're a gym rat because you live at the gym at 5 in the morning.
That's right.
Right?
Best time to go, by the way, because ain't nobody in that motherfucker. Go ahead.
So like we're talking about like, you know,
Wait, what did he say?
go ahead.
I said that's the best time to go because ain't nobody in that motherfucker. You have, it's basically if you're a gym rat, that's like Candyland for you because you can go do whatever you can do your supersets. You ain't waiting on nobody. You just move and go, move and go, move and go. You ain't worried about bothering nobody else and you in your zone because you ain't worried about nobody else. How many people are actually in there at 5 a.m.? Those, so you talking about those people that are like, oh yeah, this year I'm gonna get into shape, and they go for like about a week, and then it's like fuck this shit, and then oh, I think I'll skip today. That's inconsistent. That fades out over time, bro. But the people that are consistently there, 5 a.m. doing their thing, that's prime hours for them. Because
Okay, but we were talking about like Isolema. Do you
oh, you just said Sulema. Okay, continue. I'm listening.
do you find it appropriate if a guy walks up to you and you in the zone, right? Like you focus, you're hitting the weights or the treadmills, whatever. If a guy comes up and talks to you to try, you know, have a conversation with you, do you just stiff arm him right there and then, or do you know, like take out your little ear pods and have a conversation with him?
Like a random ass conversation, like a hey, how you doing conversation.
Let me give you
And
some
I'm
pre-fixed
mid-set.
context. Like, yeah, go ahead and finish that.
No, okay, what's the context? Because
Okay,
I don't think I'm
so
on the same page as what Obi's trying to tell me.
the context of the conversation, we're segueing about this, right? And I told him, I said that I was trying to go back to the gym, and I told my girl, I said, hey, look, it's just different for me now. Like, I feel like if I can get back into a routine of where I'm in the gym, you know, other people are in there, like I could start feeling that workout, you know, motivation again, right? And so we kind of segue into the whole thing of like, I really find it interesting that dudes are in there and actually pulling numbers. And I'm like, I would find that it is the most inappropriate place to go and try to pick up girls. And so we got into this whole rabbit hole of like, listen, man, I'm like, I don't know, man, like you're more brave than I am, because I think like girls are in there like with focus face, don't fuck with me. I'm here trying to work out these feelings, or they into trying to get, and they're not trying to be bothered with like, hey,
Me
how you
tomorrow.
doing? Like, hey, how you doing? Can I work out with you? I just don't see that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I think a girl in there is like trying to get their work
Okay.
in, and that's it. Like, you know, even if a random ass dude, I mean. And truth be told, like I told him, I said, look, they already thinking that dudes are in there staring at them. Like, so if she doing her squats and dude's next to her just gawking at her, sure she's gonna be like, dude, don't come over here, I'm gonna beat your ass. And I told him, I said, how many stories do you hear on the internet of girls catching dudes creeping on them, taking pictures? Just, you know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. And so I told him, I said, it surprises me about how many stories I also hear about dudes that are like, oh yeah, I met my girl at the gym. And I'm like, first of all, wait, what? Like, she wasn't trying to punch you in the face? Because it seems like if you're like, hey, excuse me, miss, and the girl's like, get the fuck away from me. Like, it just seems like, to me, it just replays in my mind that way. And not that it's ever happened to me, by the way, because I'm not that bold. I wouldn't go to no chicken, no gym, trying to get fucking stabbed. But it's also, you have two factions, right? You have the guys that are like genuinely just like trying to be nice and be like, hey, can I use that after you? And not anything beyond that point, right? Now, you could be a total like B and be like, fuck that, like, don't talk to me. Or you could be like, oh yeah, cool, here, and not think twice about it. But if you have the other dude that's like, yo, like, hey, what's your name? Like, you know, trying to start up with that conversation. So Obed was like, yeah, I think I would do that. And I was like, dude, like, you serious? Like, you finna
Of
go over,
course you
you
would.
finna go over. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you over there at this girl's mid, she gonna kill you, fool. So then he was like, he's like, no. I told him, I said, we need a female's perspective on this. And he's like, yeah. And I got a friend, you know, she's a gym rat, she would know. And I'm like, okay, bet. Because if you over there, focus phase, you're doing your squats, you're trying to get your reps in, and here comes Obi. Hey, so no, that ain't happening. So I was
It's like,
like,
you done?
I was like, dude, give me your best line. So you finna go over there, and girl working out, and she got her beats by Dre on, and you gonna go over there and be like, Are you done yet? I'm like, nah, bro, it's not gonna go well for you. I just don't see that. It's not gonna go well for you. But anyway, so that's the context of the question and the conversation.
No, definitely don't go up to nobody mid-set. Not that he was like flirting or anything, but I was like mid-set. This dude walks up to me and he's like, hey, I'm gonna help you out. So I'm like, I'm not doing that wrong. Like, what you talking about?
This dude went up there and was mansplaining? Nah.
So, no, not even. And I'm thinking that's what he's trying to do, but I'm like, okay, like, I'm not doing this wrong, but what you gotta say? And then he tries to like sell me whatever, you know, vitamins and stuff. And I was so pissed. I was like giving him like hardcore bitch face the rest of the time I was there. I was like seeking him out just so I could like stare him down the rest of the time I was there. Because no, you did not interrupt me mid-set to try to sell me something. I still see this dude randomly too. And
what did I say?
I'm like, what did I say?
And you, that dude that goes to that same gym, and you see, and you know y'all there consistently, and you know you're gonna run into this girl again, and you got the nerve. Oh no, man, you pass on that shit. That's the thing. Like, if you go to a gym, right, and you're like, well, let's just say, for example, we're not giving no specific shout outs because ain't nobody paying our bills.
Yeah.
But let's say you go to a gym, right, and then there's a location in Irving. And you don't ever go to that one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You might want to go get embarrassed once because you ain't going to see her again.
Yeah.
But if you both know you go to the same one and off Jim Miller or whatever the fuck, and you see her there on every Monday, every time you go in there after work, dog, no. You can't say that face, bro. Because she going to be like, girl, look at that motherfucker over there. She going to have her friend there and she going to be like, that's that sorry ass motherfucker's trying to sell me vitamin B and shit. That's what that is.
Look,
bro.
I'm gonna make a friend there just so I can tell her too.
Exactly. And you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna be like, you see that dude over there? He gonna come over and talk about you done. They're talking about you
done.
Exactly. That's that sorry ass motherfucker trying to sell me some vitamins. Don't go over and talk to him. That's what's gonna happen, bro. And then that word's gonna get around, done. Next thing you know, you're gonna be tapped on the shoulder by management talking about, sir, you need to leave. Because you're making these ladies feel uncomfortable. That's what. And so I told him, I said, dude, if they're doing squats or they're doing Stairmaster and you behind them, bro, you just got to be aware. You got to move, man.
Yeah.
You got to move. Because it's just. It's
but what if she does it on purpose? You know, what if she finds me attractive and gets in front of me?
I don't know that.
Well, I can't.
I don't know that either, though.
I can't speak on that because I don't, you know, I haven't been in that position. But the thing is, if anybody would be, you know,
bold enough
to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes,
you know, women are bold.
Truth be told, like they someone got better game than us, bro. Yeah. And sometimes they're not afraid to be like, hey, listen. But that's a good conversation because as guys, we're not gonna be like, if a girl's talking to us at the gym, we're gonna be like, hey, what's up? We're not gonna be, oh, you got mail?
No,
bro,
I got an update.
So change your password.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what I'm saying is, okay, so walk us through that, right? So if you were interested in talking to a dude, do you boldly go up to him and be like, hey, what's up? My name is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sell him vitamins, obviously, but as a dude, you're going to be like, oh, shit, a girl's talking to me. Hell yeah. Like, you're not going to be like, girl, get the fuck away from me. No, it's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be like, hey, how you doing? And you're going to play that shit. And you in the middle of your set, you're going to be like, you lost count. Sell me whatever. But see, that's the thing. So, like, now, if Slamma tells us like, yo, this is what I would say, then that's different. But I don't know a lot of girls that are, I don't know, man. Like, Slamma,
would you, Slamma?
Would I go up to a guy while he's mid set and try to talk to him or like compliment him or something?
Well,
no.
Mid set or like, but he's just there.
Let's forget mid set. Let's forget that. Let's throw that out the equation. Let's just say, you know, dude is at the front desk and is, I don't know, hell, probably buy some water. Who knows? And y'all just happen to be passing by the same time. Because that would be a little bit more acceptable. Because neither of y'all in the zone. Y'all just walking by.
Yeah. I mean, I've given, like, to somebody that I see regularly, I've given them, like, compliments sets.
Who, baby?
But, look, maybe next week.
See, that's the thing. See, so you build. So here's the thing. So there's nothing wrong with, like, you catching in passing. Hey, how you doing?
Once you pass the certain place into the gym,
there's gotta be comfort, bro. Because she got to know that you're there. Number one, you're there either because you work there or you're consistently working out. And there's a hey, how you doing? Hey, but there's no threat.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I'm not trying to be Dr. Love psychological here, but I think that that's kind of how you build up that trust to say, hey, you know, and over a 3 month, I don't know if 3 month period, but it could be 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
But you build that commonality, right? And that then that becomes more. But right off the top, you just go over to, hey, girl, what's your name? No, I don't know that that works anymore, man.
It does not.
It's like, hey, I see you putting in work. What's your snap? I don't know that that works. I just don't know that that works. Like, you're trying to get blasted, bro. Like, I don't know, man. And there was a story I saw on one of those YouTube shorts where a girl was videotaping herself doing her sets, right? And she saw a dude always around the corner every other machine, and she caught on to this. So it turns out this dude was like following her to her car, and this is where it gets dangerous, dog. Yeah. 'Cause like, and girls got to be aware because it happens. So this girl puts this guy on blast, loads it up to her Instagram, and says, ladies, watch out if you go to this gym. What happens there? Now that raises awareness,
dog. Yeah,
but that's the thing, like that's the kind of shit we got to deal with. And that's why I'm telling you, you don't want to be that dude, man, because then...
All right, so level. So have you had any guy hit on you while at the gym?
Hit on me, no.
Huh?
Hit on me, no.
Oh.
I've got, like, a compliment, but not, like...
Not, like...
to where, not, like, flirting to where I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, he wants to get to know me or whatever.
Why? Is it because of your face demeanor?
I don't know why nobody's flirting with me.
Is it because you give I'm off that vibe?
Like, I don't know. Shit, I'm buying my gym shark.
If I knew the answer, Obi, I'd be fixing it, okay?
Sing a live clap, dog. Sing a live clap.
Where's it at? There was a clap at. Damn it. Oh,
I don't know. I just clapped for him.
There you go.
No.
Dang, Obi, you know the situation out here, shit.
No, so I say that because your cousin Marisol, she was like, oh no, like, you know, like, guys don't talk to me because my face is all serious. I'm like, well, yeah, because you got a resting bitch face, and you know, but
I probably do too. Hell, I don't know. I'd be thinking I look all friendly and, you know, approachable.
I mean, because I know you, like, I know your faces.
No, like, yeah, straight up facts, though, man.
Then as soon as anybody starts talking to me, doesn't my face change, like, immediately?
There is a thing where a guy that I was listening to on his podcast was talking about body language, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you identify when someone's interested or when someone's uncomfortable, when they're being confrontational? And you read these things because, number one, all great salespeople always talk about body language,
yeah,
and identifying things, right? So essentially, that is what we're doing, right? We're selling ourselves, right, to our opposite or whoever we're attracted to, right? Because that's the thing, right? So in scenarios, you have to learn to read the room and understand where the conversation is going. I always say, like, you have, if you're in that situation, you have a segmented amount of time to get your point across, boom, boom, and let's go. Because that's not the time that you're going to be there like, hey, tell me about your family. Hey, yeah, what are your hopes and dreams? That shit ain't happening. If you're, she's like, hey, what do you want? Cool. Okay, I'm interested, not interested. And you move on. And you get the vibe. Okay? When you're talking about resting bitch face, you know, her and Myra. So, like, there are ultimately, like, girls out there that are, like, just cool as fuck. They're just, like, your homies, right? And because you know them, you know how to identify, you know how to trip them out. But let's say you didn't. And you go over and you crack a joke, they may look at you crazy, or you may catch them on a good day and be like, all right, dude, you cool. Like, they don't see you as a threat. So they'll keep it cool with you, right? So it's not like, you may crack a joke, they may be like, oh, this dude's funny. You know, like, oh, he's harmless. You know, he's our homie. Like, we'll you know what I'm saying? And so they start, hey, yeah, come on, work with us. That is establishing now a rapport. You're establishing, like, it's trust, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to let you just come in and sandwich and be like, oh, yeah, you can jump in our set. Hell no, because they got shit to do. They got to be a happy hour. They got to be ladies' night. They got shit going on, bro. They ain't got time to let nobody else crack in their sets. Yeah. So I think going back to what she was saying, like, how do you identify, like, oh, you know, if you have resting bitch face in you, Well, it also depends on how you feel in that moment. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're upset.
I mean, at 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Yeah,
I suppose, yeah, but.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock in the morning, ain't nobody, I mean, unless you're really, really that person that's like happy go jolly, like from the time you wake up.
Is that you, Salima?
I'm on like two scoops of pre-workout at 5 a.m. to get me going. Like, I'm fucking out there, dude. Like,
she got her Cardi B. She got that Wish on. She got DMX. She got some Rick Ross. I don't know. But she in there like that. She might have some little boozy going on. But
she's surprising.
But here's the thing. So let's say, for example, right? Now, to her point, right? Just because they have a resting bitch face, that doesn't necessarily mean you dismiss them.
Yeah.
But you're more cautious. You're not just going to roll up and be
fuck
like, hey.
That. The hell no.
If I catch people eye to eye, I immediately smile. Like, I'm on keep.
Okay,
like,
so see, that's good.
Face, you know?
That is a good trait for as you as identifying, like, you're not threatening. You're not like, yo, like, but that guy was trying to sell you some vitamins. That motherfucker kind of deserved it. But
I mean, they can still catch a 45 to the head. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to smile, though.
As you holding the 45 plate with both your hands. Come over here, motherfucker. Just try to come over here with some fucking coupons. But see, you cool with that because you know them, right? Yeah. So just think about in that space where you don't know. I don't know them. So it would be more of like, oh, hey, yeah, like, and then keep it pushing. Like, you're not going to, like, go over. I'm not going to go over there. I'm just like, all right, you know. But if I see them more often enough,
yeah,
and they see me, that it's a consistency there. Then I may just one day, if they catch me on a good Friday and I call her, hey, good morning. And that's it.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing else. But, again, even though they have – and fuck that, dude. Sometimes we got fucking resting bitch face. People forget, though, that we're the new females, bro. Like, you understand that, for one thing.
We'll say it.
There's what are you doing agreeing?
There's dudes out here, bro, that have these emotional rags and periods that they go through.
Whew.
And nothing will set them off more, but they just wake up like that, dog. Like, everything in the world bothers them.
I'm not a morning person, so like, you catch me in the morning, I'm not, you know, catch me like about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, but. Yeah, no, I'm not a morning ass person.
There's a book you should probably read, man. It's called The Four Agreements, and what the book teaches you essentially, man, is to like pretty much how to manage that inner self part of you.
Yeah,
where you're, and I'm not trying to get philosophical on your ass. There's audio for that shit if you want, but in any case, man, like you learn to identify with things about you, man, that you're trying to discover. Because like Obit at, what are you, 23
years old? I wish.
Okay, Obit at 23 is different, yeah, than Obit at 30 something, right? same thing here, right? So when we talk about now, like, we have our days, right? Like,
yeah,
fuck, man, you don't know what the fuck. You woke up with a stick up your ass and you're just mad for whatever the fuck reason, so you're almost unapproachable, like, don't matter. So this is the thing with girls too, man. Like, there's you catch them at a good time, you catch them at a bad time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to pick your spots. So just because she has a serious face, and you got to learn to read the situation. If she's fucking lifting, you probably don't want to go over there and strike up and be like, hey, so how's your day going? That's not the time, fam.
I would be the one doing that.
But if she's like laughing and kicking it with a girl and they're like mid-sit and they're just kind of laughing it up, and you happen to pass by and be like, hey, are you using that? Oh, no. And they may just, no, it's cool. Like,
yeah.
Then you might have an opening. But again, we digress. I personally feel like that's not the place to do it. But if you don't mind being embarrassed, I mean, that's your problem.
I don't.
That's just a thing, man. And who knows? Maybe tomorrow somebody be like, guess what happened, fool? Like, somebody try to come up and roll up and be like, hey, you know, like, and ask for the number. But again, man, like, to me, I just feel like there are places that you just don't fucking go up to a girl, man, and that's just one of them.
What?
That, and if she's training for UFC, you don't fucking go up to a man.
I mean, are you training for UFC, Salim?
The way my nerves are, look.
I'm just saying, man.
Don't do it.
Is there any other insight you might want to give us on when and when not to approach a female in the gym?
If you can like tell that she's like putting in work, like just leave her alone. Or if you just like have to, you know, just give her like a head nod or something.
Does that still work? The head nod?
Yes. Like, but don't say shit to me. Like, if I'm like in the moment, like, don't say anything to me. Just like, if you make eye contact with me, you know, give me a little head nod. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna circle back around to this one later. Like,
see,
I might give him a little smile later because I'm gonna appreciate you not interrupting me.
But what if he winks at you walking by?
Nah, don't fucking wink at me. Don't wink at me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So, and I'm assuming you're single by choice. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. So,
keep it going.
There was a conversation he and I had in a previous episode. It might have been off, not recorded, but dating after COVID, how has that changed for either one of you?
So, that one.
Why are you putting her on the spot, bro? I'm...
I gotta
for real,
Obi?
I mean, dang, you again. No, she, you know the situation out here, dang.
So she already okay. So she gave us some game on the gym. So I think you should open that up.
I mean, after COVID, it's definitely different. Because like people are more cautious because you don't know, mm-hmm. you know, the whole COVID thing, so you don't know if they're sick or not, but. I'm more of an old school, like in person. Now everything's through apps, mm-hmm. you know? So I've tried the whole dating app. I don't, it's just swipe, swipe, and swipe. It's like, okay, it's just boring, you know? So I'm more of an old school approach somebody, you know, obviously not at the gym.
Unless you're selling vitamins.
Unless you're selling vitamins, but I don't go to the gym. I got my little punching bag at the garage. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's just, times are different now. You know, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Everything is all through DMs and nobody likes to talk. It's all texting.
It's all emojis.
Exactly. You know, and I have fat fingers, so I don't got time to sit there and text a whole paragraph.
You get a girl that just replies to you with emojis and they're out of a fucking word. I hear that's a thing now.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, or on the iPhone, like if somebody replies, you know, like you hold it and you get the little heart, thumbs up, thumbs down, how okay. And that's how you reply now.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fuck? And then like when I call somebody, you know, I'm a talker, you know, like Sulema knows that, mm-hmm. you know that, but you know.
That's why we got the show.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, people are like, ugh. And it's funny because I have friends that I'll call them and they have Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And like they won't pick up, but I'm like, bitch, like I know you see your Apple phone vibrating, you know, and, like I know you're there, and so that just pisses me off. But anywho, it's not the same anymore, you know. So you gotta adapt to the environment, you know, and it's fun, but at the same time, it's like, man, like I'm old school, man. Like I'm about to be 39, man. I don't got time to, you know. Write a whole sentence of nothing but emojis, you know, little kitty cat, you know, little bun, little peach or something. Like, no, fuck that. Just, you know, tell me what you want
to
do.
So what I'm getting from you is you're more having to adjust to what it's become.
Yeah, yeah, adjust, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is, you know.
And, but Zulema, why don't you tell us what the situation is out here then?
We gonna skip the situation.
That's
and
a whole other podcast, like that. That's a whole other podcast.
No, I'm not saying. Tell us about your situation. I'm just saying, like, what is the situation for you? As in, like, how do you kind of see that the dating has kind of evolved here and after COVID for you?
I mean, I don't think anything changed for me, but I also didn't really buy into the narrative the last 2 years, so I kept on. As usual, like pre-COVID, and that's the deal now. I mean, I've always done like a mix of like apps and in person, actually talking on the phone. Versus... Okay,
so let me ask you something. So, like, there is a I would say a process, right? So like you go from swiping to matching, texting, and then finally getting on the phone. And then it's like, what if he or she is not the same as they are on the phone with that chemistry? And then you get to be in person and it's like, fuck.
Oh, see, that's why, like, no. If I'm doing an app and we match, like, I'm going to need to speak to you on the phone, like, same day, next day. And then we're going to have to meet up in person, like, ASAP, because you're not going to have me, you know, Google Gaga over the phone and then we meet and it's whack. Nah.
Is there going to be no pen pal, no pen pal shit?
No.
So see, she is assertive. She is, yeah, she is, she like, yo, like, look, this is what's up. Like,
oh, she a real. I mean, yeah. yo,
she got game. Look, listen, man. Like, it's like when she got game, she got game. You know,
do
what
you
saying?
Celeb a got game? Do you got game?
No, y'all can tell she got game. Dude. She ain't. You know, she rolling. She rolling, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, you made her night. Like, you made her night. She had a pass back.
It's like I told my friend, I won't name no names. I won't put him out there, but. I told him, dude, I was like, it's just whenever he would get done over by a girl, I told him, I said, dude, I said, don't even get mad at her, man. I was like, her game's just tighter than yours. And he's like, what the fuck does that mean? I was like, dude, I was like, you think they don't know how we moving? I was like, the reason she broke your heart or she moved a different way, I'm like, don't be mad at her. Her game is just tighter than yours.
Yeah.
Like, real fucking talk. Like, there's no... Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you do the type of do that, you wear your emotions on your sleeve and shit, like, yeah, but you're going to learn the hard way. But eventually, like, whenever a girl, like, fucks you over, like, yeah, I mean, it hurts and it sucks. You know, we've all been there in some way. But as a dude, if you start to understand, like, yo, like, yeah, it sucks, but her game's tighter than mine.
Yeah.
It's because it just is, bro. Some motherfuckers just, that's what they get it done in. And dude was doing everything right. Devoted, you know. Took her out, dating, travel, all that shit. And at the end of the day, she's just like, all right, deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
Who knows why? But she probably saw something that was like non-compromising. It's like, yo, deuces. And that was it.
No, Salema got game.
That's what I'm saying. Some girls are like, they got a tighter game than we do.
Is that right, Salema? You got game?
Look, apparently not, because...
Barring the situation.
It ain't going so well for me out here.
But see, okay, so like, I'll say this, like, and not because I got everything figured out now whatsoever, but I think even then, like, you try to put yourself in a situation where it's like you identify right with the type of, and then people always say that shit too, like, oh, you attract what you see, and then it's like, that's bullshit, because nobody walks around with a sign looking for crazy, incompatible, lazy, like, nobody walks around with that shit. Yeah. You, and it's like, oh, well, where are you hanging out at? Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. But even then, like, there's fucking people that are incompatible everywhere. Like, it doesn't matter if you're hanging out at the Perot Museum or if you're just down there at, like, fucking Calle Dos or wherever the fuck, you know? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Or you could meet somebody randomly at fucking Whole Foods. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, whenever we go into this dating thing, it's realistically, it's like going through job applications.
Yeah, it is.
It's not an interview that you think is, like, oh, yeah, one and done. I mean, some guys are, and some girls are too.
Yeah.
But it also depends on where you are. You know, if you're confident and you're like, fuck it, like, you know, if somebody's ghosting me, or I guess the term is submarining me, ever so often they just pop up randomly, that's not really your issue. That's their issue.
Yeah.
So it's not really like, that's not really living in your truth. But person that ain't following up with you, That's their issue, not yours.
Yeah.
Because you're going to keep it pushing. You think she's going to stop going to the gym because some dude ain't hollering? Nah. She's going to keep going back. And she's going to keep putting in work. That's it. Same thing with you. Every day you get, you go and put in work. You go put in work. And you're going to give your time to whoever you're going to give your time to. However, they don't reinvest in you, that's their issue, not yours.
Yeah, but there's a limit, though, because, you know, like, if I invest in time in somebody, like, even friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you invest time in friends and, you know, like, you get nothing back. And it's like, well, what the fuck am I doing? I mean, like, I'm over here reaching out to you, but ultimately it's like, okay, I accept you for who you are, but I'm not going to deal with you no more. Like, I accept you. You know, you're still my friend. We're still cool, but I'm not going to put up with your shit no more.
But that's big of you, because if you voice that to them and say, "Hey, you fucking up," like, this is, and you
should, I don't even have to, like, they apologize to me.
Well, that is mighty big of you then, because I think when you're talking about relationships overall, where the rubber meets the road is when you have the conversations that could offend.
Yeah.
Because that's when you have breakthroughs, right? Because it's like, shit, like, this person has the balls to fucking risk offending me, based off whether I'm doing something bad or something that is not fair, then there's open room for, like, growth.
Of course.
If the person decides to go the other way and said, mm-hmm. fuck you, like, cool, like, we don't have to talk anymore. Again, that's not your issue. That's theirs.
Yeah. Then it wasn't a true friendship or relationship.
Or relationship, like, right.
Fun to start with, yeah.
Exactly. So as you go through it, and this could apply either or romantically or just friendship-wise. My father told me one day, he said, in business or in love, you don't invest in something that doesn't reinvest back into you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, that should fuck me up. He told me that when I was like probably like 13 years old.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But that's very true. And so to your point, if with friendships, right, if you're like, hey, you know, like, I constantly keep putting myself out and reaching out, but you're not, okay, fuck it. Like, you have every right to say, hey, you know what? That's cool. And maybe you don't even have to say anything. You just, like, fall back.
Yeah, of course.
And
done that. And they're like, you know, some of them are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, well, nothing, man. Just everything's cool on my side.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're the ones, like, reaching out to me. Hey, you know, you good, you're all right. I'm like, okay, so you got the point. I didn't have to tell you anything, but you notice, you know, I don't give you much of attention anymore.
And you see, you didn't have to swipe left or right. No, I mean, and that's the thing. But to bring it back full circle, Salema, I mean, I appreciate your candidness and for coming on. And now, if you want to keep jumping on, like, for sure. For us, it's kind of like we wanted to get that perspective of actual female that's in the gym doing her thing. And it's like these situations happen to pop up because I think from just on the other side, it's for me, it's awkward. I'm just, I guess I'm just more aware, but I don't know. Like, there are dudes that, and kudos to them. Like, you, Obed, if you've got the balls to go over there and be like, yo, like, you done.
But why you laughing, Salema?
Is this how you met him, by the way? You met them at the gym? Or how you meet him?
Yeah, go ahead and tell them, how we meet.
How did you and I meet?
Yeah.
For Marisol's birthday.
Oh yeah, resting bitch face, man. Serious face, man.
She wasn't even trying bachata with you. Nothing?
Nah, not even, man.
You know what? If he asks you to bachata, you bachata with this man, all right?
No. So it was at the truck yard, right?
That's a tight spot.
Yeah, yeah. Truck yard. Yeah. For one of her birthdays, and I met her, and still, like, serious. And I'm like, man, I'm gonna crack this one, man, because
she didn't like you.
No, I don't think she did.
Damn.
Hold on. Wait a second. You know what? Pause in this recording.
We're going to edit that out.
No, we're not.
Don't cut the story short now.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, I was like, you know, I like a challenge. So, you know, she was, you know, I was acting the fool. Mm-hmm. And she has certain laughs. Like, I've known her long enough that I know her laughs.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes from the gut, or when it's like, nah, nigga, you ain't funny, but I'm gonna laugh anyway. Like that.
Because I'm just that type of a courteous person.
You see that laugh she just did right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fake.
she just
gave That's you, real. Okay, she, that was a okay. real one. Yeah.
She's just giving you that polite.
Exactly.
Polite laugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that happened, and we just started hanging out, and, you know, like, to this day, you know, we still kick it. And then it's, you know, we've had interesting conversations. So it's good, you know. I mean, we have a good, I think we're good. I mean, like, my mom still loves her.
Uh-huh. I mean, I feel like there's a little bit more to the story. You're just trying to hold out. I mean, if you want to take this off B-roll, we can, but.
No, we're about to hit a 2-hour mark, so we need to say this for another one.
There's a couple missing points, but I'm going to let you make it. All right.
Well, on my behalf, I'd like to thank you for the time and giving us a little bit of insight. And I will say, this call is not recorded or monitored for customer service.
Training purposes. This is not being recorded for training purposes.
And by the way, I do have to say, dude, she has not only brought a different levity to today's episode, but like, I think we could do this. Like,
I've been wanting her to get on, but she is too like, nah, nah, for what? Nah, nah, hell no.
Nah,
well, you tricked me this time. I thought you were just gonna call nine.
And look, and you got, and you've been on now for like what, 20 minutes?
It's a Sulema show now.
Adding to the conversation. And look, that's the thing, right? So like, he and I, like, we have our own podcast as it is. And one day, I had him on just the same way he tricked you. I tricked him.
Yeah.
And I called him up. I was having my Christmas episode, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna call up some people and ask them what they got for the.
Ask her right now.
Christmases. But it ain't Christmas time.
It don't matter, man. It's a next time.
Well, that's another episode. But so I had called him up, and I don't know, what was you at? You was out somewhere.
I was at a date.
Of course.
At the zoo with one of her friends.
Oh, shout out.
Oh, gosh.
So you know the situation out here. I'm just going to use that. So hey, that could be her show. You know the situation out here. Oh. So.
Oh, she got a situation. She got.
So then,
don't get me started.
That should be your T-shirt. That says "Don't get me started" in old English font. Man, I'm just giving all kinds of marketing ideas, man.
Yeah, your friend already knows it's got to be in the old English font.
Is she from all East Dallas, man? Yo, so, hey,
what's that? Shout outs to Fitzhugh, Belmont, Capital. You know what I'm saying?
She owed all these.
But wait a minute, you talking about over there off of Columbia, Oldies Dallas?
Yes,
you talking about Long
Oldies Dallas.
You talking about Long Middle School, and that's what you talking about over there? You talking about Woodrow Wilson?
We're talking 30 and Carol Oldies Dallas.
Okay.
Gaston.
Yo.
Munger.
That to me, you know what? Like growing up in that area, I always thought that like that was like Little Mexico for some reason. I always thought that was like Little Mexico because that's the only strip you can go get your tires changed, fucking get a fucking windows tinted, get a fucking bomb ass elote, and go run in the park. And it was like fucking play sandlot football and shit. And there wasn't no grass, but it was just dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we used to get, man, fuck, I don't know if I should say this, but we'll edit it out. So when we were in high school, man, I got my brother's ID, and he was already 21, dog. So I could drink, I get in the clubs, and I had no, you know, no X on my hand. So we'd go to DMX we go to DMX, bro, like on Thursday nights, and you know what Thursdays is, right? So we
Ratchet.
Was
it Ratchet Thursdays?
That was like that was Whip It Thursdays.
Whip It Thursday.
No, that was Sunday.
Thursday was ladies' night. The whipping was on Sunday.
Yeah, how do you remember, Salem? How do you remember?
She was probably up in the spot too. This was the process. So on Sundays, we go up to a cliff, we go down to Anistel's, get a snow cone, right? Pull up, go up to the fucking Clarendon, and then we cruise that motherfucker.
Clarendon,
bro. We just cruise that motherfucker. So then after Clarendon, everybody, hey, where you going? And that's how, you know, and like, oh, we're going to be at DMX. Meet us up there. That kind of shit. So then we go to DMX, right? Well, at that time, I was like, what, junior in high school? Mm-hmm. And so I rolled up with like four or five. I had no car. I had no car. But my homeboys, they had Big Raymond, rest in peace. He had his truck. My boy Chris, he had his lack. And so they were all, and now granted, I had the ID. So they were like, yo, Ernesto is my new best friend, right? So we'd go over there off of Munger over there in that area. And there was always a spot that they bought from this dude that was like, yo, Ernesto, just show him your ID, bro. He ain't gonna look at it. And we'd get like MD 2020.
Oh, man.
We get Corona, Kawama, all kind of shit, dude. And we get up to DMX already fucking buzzed out of our mind, and then we get in because I used to work for Ernest the Doorman at the time. Yeah. I was a graphic designer. I was working for him, and we wouldn't have to pay no skip line. Yeah. We just get in, and we go to the bar, bro. And it was like all I have to do is flash my brother's ID, and we get drinks, bro. And dude, let me tell you, the next day at first period, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm never drinking again. But I mean, growing up in that area, man, I was just like, damn, it's like Little Mexico to me. But
yeah, well, she all these Dallas, man.
All these Dallas, yeah.
Man. Yeah, y'all bring me on for these Dallas show, I'll be there.
Yo, we even talked about some shit for real. Yeah, man. Hey, you just had nostalgia up in here, bro. It's crazy though, because like you look at the city and the way it's been like changing,
gentrified.
What the thing about just gentrified, man, is just like you have just the factions of culture that have just kind of like I want to say it's a good thing too, though.
It's a little melting pot.
Yeah, and it's good because it shows progress. And even though in those areas, man, it sucks because you gotta pay like $2,000 in like rent just to live there or some bullshit. But I mean, dude, it's the name of the game, bro. Like, you know, if that's the A team, you got to make A team money.
Heck yeah.
Can't get mad at them because guess what? Now, I get it. Crime can happen anywhere, but it's just the way progress is, man.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't hold those type of cards. But if you learn how to play that game and you make that type of money, who gives a fuck where you live? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Ultimately, man.
But we're going to wrap it up. Sulema, I know you, I text you and say you're like a special guest tonight. So what I like to do on my show, and I want to implement it on this show, being that you are a special guest, how about you end our show with, you know.
No, I'm good.
This dick. I'm trying to end this on a high note. You know, you give some, you know, like.
She ended it on a funny note.
You know what? Only because I know you, I'm not even going to push it, bro. I'm not even going to push it because I know you. Look, listen, I'm going to make you uncomfortable.
All she did was, this is her audition. She knows she could handle herself. She already put out some good shit.
So I mean, like, she definitely got some content.
She's good for the conversation.
I mean, she definitely got content. That's for sure. Yeah. But
we just
got
to get her in studio.
Ooh, okay.
You just gotta get
y'all want this live and in person. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you going talking that shit about? No, baby. Ooh. We go. If I'm swiping right, we ain't doing this.
Oh,
text message.
I'm gonna come with the Nikes laced up. Don't
I got
worry.
To. I got
she to. She come with the Cortez.
I got to meet you in person. There ain't gonna be no pain pal shit going around here. You ain't gonna have me all excited over here, and I ain't even talk to you. No. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she coming out with the Cortezes, boy. You better watch out, my dude.
I'm bringing on shit. And my little, you know what I'm saying? My little throwback.
the Converse.
Yeah.
But anywho, Sulema, thank you for coming on. You know, thank you for the insight. Being a gym brat that you are.
Keep it up. Working in.
It was a good audition for you, of course.
I knew I was being auditioned. Look here.
Mind you, that is probably not one thing you ever want to say to a girl on a date. She's like, you're not auditioning.
Ooh. You know what? As a matter of fact, Sulema, no, that's for another. Anywho, we're not going to put that out there. Yeah, no.
I think you've been baiting too many people on as in the last 20, 30 minutes, man. You're like, well, we ain't going to leave that for the next episode. How many episodes you plan on having, man?
Yo.
We're gonna start a series here talking about Don't Get Me Started. That's her series, bro. Welcome to episode 2 of Don't Get Me Started featuring Sulema.
Because she definitely got content for days.
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 That's cool.
Anywho.
What are we here for it?
Well, for everybody listening and does hang out with us, man, you know what? It feels good to be back.
For
sure. You know, back together because it's been months since we've actually recorded, you know, for this show, so it feels good. And of course, you know, a big thank you to Sulema for coming out and
shout
out and hanging out with us, of course. And hopefully it won't be the last, but man, so hopefully our next show won't be till like,
look, we are going to do our show at a time of our choosing.
Yeah. Basically.
We got shit to say. We ain't just gonna be dropping shit talking about
and all this was not scripted. I mean, like, man, this phone call,
we don't
to
got
Sulema,
no run sheet.
Yeah, Sulema, you know, it was not scripted. I was texting her when Ernesto was talking about this whole gym situation. I was like, hey, I need you on, we're recording because you're a gym brat. And so she happened to
you
call.
Did not tell me.
Look at your text. Look at your text.
Yeah, after I called you, it came through.
Oh, well, yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
We're recording.
That's all facts. Again, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up, but thank you so much for jumping on. I don't know how many times we already said thank you, but thank you again. Everyone joining us, Thanks for tuning in, and we'll keep it coming back for you.
All right, bye.